Welcome back to the second guest show, Mike DiTullio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. You can tell we got the full gang here tonight, Joy and Marvin and Grant, as usual, all here cheering on the Saints on the Monday night. He's with us each and every Monday night here when we at the Slipper, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, man, great to be here once again. 18 years.
18 years.
Crazy.
Man, Bobby's almost on the pension for that.
we
both are.
Yeah, whenever you hover around two decades and a quarter of a century, hopefully this continues, Dave. But the only thing is I'm getting older and you're getting younger.
No, man. I don't know.
You got that blonde, flowing hair. Man. I'm looking at you.
You're looking all good. You're slimmed up this summer, Bobby.
That is true. That is true, but my hair gets whiter, though.
His gets blonde.
Yours gets blonde. Mine gets blonde.
Oh, man. But if you go down aisle 5, it all works. All right, Dave, watching the game Saturday, what was your impressions with the Saints?
Oh, man, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, just
it's preseason. It's mirage.
I tell you what, we got good kickers. We got good.
The special teams.
Three field goals.
That's the least of our worries.
Exactly. Yeah, the punters, the kickers. Yeah, the special teams, we're in the top five. But yeah. Coach Rizzi.
Coach Galliano can coach.
Well, Galliano outstanding.
And Spencer Rattle looked good. I mean, he really looked poised and scored a TD. Man,
especially that final drive. You know, you got a little bit of pressure on you. No understanding. You needed that field goal, but Spencer hung in there. He threw the football well. It was on target, and he was very poised. And you know, he was throwing it. If you're the Cardinals defense, you know
he's
throwing the football.
Yeah, you're not running. And, the positive about that, and, you compete in practice, and then what you're going to do is Sunday night against the 49ers, both him and Jake Haener. Because Jake Haener, I mean, it wasn't like, put it this way, if you would have gave me the numbers. Okay, now, can you look how Spencer Rattler and how significant it was when he did the drives? But if you'd have given me Spencer Rattler, would have had Jake Haener's numbers, 9 of 13, 107 yards, 8.2 yards per attempt, and he had a quarterback rating of 94. Why in the hell Derek Carr's playing? Spencer Rattler should be starting right now. Okay, so if you compare Jake Haener to Spencer Rattler, Spencer Rattler was barely 50%. He was 9 of 17, 70 yards. He had a quarterback rating. And yards per attempt was half of what Haener. You know, that long completion to A.T. Perry was 4.1 versus 8.2. Quarterback rating 63.5 to 94. So I'm just telling you, if you'd have given the Houdat Nation, I know how everybody's thinking, Spencer Rattler would have Haener's numbers and do it at the time he did in the game to help us win. Oh, well, why in the hell Derek Carr is starting? Spencer Rattler should be starting right now. You know that, Mike, they would be doing.
The most popular guy right now. Always that second team quarterback.
That's why you cannot say that Spencer Rattler has beaten out Jake Haener. Right now, you cannot say that. They look at every practice and how it's being evaluated. Now, Spencer Rattler was behind the eighth ball.
But I think he's closed the gap.
Without a doubt. OTAs, minicamp, no.
Closed the gap.
When they did the OTAs with the minicamp, and, you know, mandatory minicamp and all that, I mean, the first two practices, Spencer Rattler threw 5 interceptions. But he's gotten so much better where he's at. So, again, what have you done for me lately? No, Spencer Rattler has closed in that gap on Jake Haener. But you cannot say, hands down, he's beat him out. And I just trust me.
Not at this stage.
No. I don't know what's going to happen in the 49ers game, what's going to happen in the rest of practice, what's going to happen against the Titans. But I said right now, slow your roll. I know nobody wants to be patient. Nobody wants to be patient. They want that instant fix and all that. And this is really, everybody says, oh, Spencer Rattler should be the starter. Right now, he needs to just worry about beating Jake Haener to be the number two guy, because before you know it, it looked like 60. Charlie Long said this. You know, that 66 Charlie, come on and say what was that number again?
66 different starting quarterbacks in 2023, 58 in 2022.
So you're pushing the 70 more.
And so there might be like whoever's the backup, whether it's Hayner or Spencer Rattler, you can't be discouraged. One snap, okay, you're in the game. You got to go win. Okay, you know, I had an opportunity last year. You remember how we have a chance to get off to a great start? We play in the Packers. Okay, the Derek Carr gets beat up. Okay, did Jameis Winston lead us to victory? No, he did not. See, that's when, as a backup, that's what you have to be able to do, whether it be Spencer Allen, whatever. Okay, you put it in his position, and then you lead the team to victory. Now, I think Jameis Winston, he couldn't be in a better place than when he's out with the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson, who knows if Deshaun Watson...
He might have a shot.
Well, right. Deshaun Watson, is he
either
really...
Either because of play or injury.
Yeah, he took that 230-something thousand guaranteed, whatever.
Million,
yeah. So when I look at like that opportunity as a backup, whenever you have, can you take advantage of that? And so that's why, listen, fans, be patient. If Spencer Rattler is going to be the guy, he'll have a chance. I promise you. He'll have a chance. I don't know when, but he'll have a chance in a Saints uniform.
Just think last year at this time, and you're in New York, and all the talk is about Aaron Rodgers, and then what happens?
What, four snaps, he drops back, he blows out his Achilles, nobody even touched him.
Then the second pick in the draft, he can't do squat.
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Can't do squat.
So you know who can do squat is Dave Hilbert at the Silver Slipper.
There we go.
Okay, Dave. So tell us what you're doing here. You get the squat.
That's
moment.
Right, man. We got the radio show every Monday through the Monday after the Super Bowl. We're gonna have our football squares on Monday Night Football. We've got a brand new promotion every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 o'clock at night. Go for the gold. Where one drawing winner at 7 p.m. picks a gold bar could win up the 10 grand cash.
A gold bar.
Gold bar. Well,
it's not a real.
You have to see it to believe it.
Okay. Well, let me see it.
And then we got a comedy.
That gold bar is pretty good.
Is it like a Fort Knox gold bar?
Oh, yeah, man. It's right there by the top of the escalator. Check it out on the way out.
You better have security.
You better have
security.
There's 40 of them up there. And on Wednesdays, we have a new Plinko game that goes from 2 to 6:30. It's called Pin Man Plinko. It's a combination of Pac-Man and Plinko. And that, too, you have to see to believe.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
So Dave also too got number one buffet here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, an unbelievable steakhouse.
That's right, the Blue Bayou Bar and Grill, man, voted best steakhouse probably 3 years in a row. The Jubilee Buffet several times, and they got the Dungeness crab legs 7 days a week and all day night.
But he got one. He got one complaint.
I know, man. He's looking for that oyster bar.
The oyster bar. Yeah, chock full of gumbo.
Lobster gumbo.
And his stomach been grumbling since this morning.
Whoever heard a gumbo or seafood gumbo? You know, there ain't no poor man's gumbo when you got lobster in a gumbo. Well, you had that here.
That ain't no bayou gumbo. I never ate one like that on the bayou.
But Dave, now obviously we're going to be here now to the Super Bowl. We're going to break down what happened Sunday night against the 49ers and the Titans. But you know what I'm looking forward to also? You couldn't have a great kickoff to a season. Labor Day weekend, we're going to be here after the LSU-USC game.
Man, Sunday night, live TV, nationwide TV.
Yeah, LSU-USC in Las Vegas.
Let's just hope it don't turn out like the last couple of openings for LSU. Man, that's the one thing with Brian Kelly. Man, they have not got out the blocks. Well, they're not Usain Bolt.
Well, the only thing, Florida State's a lot better than USC.
There's no question.
And I'm not bragging about you, LSU, I mean USC. Florida State to me is a more complete team. I don't know about USC's defense, LSU's defense, but it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen. The bottom line is just need a win because expectation from a fan base, a lot of money invested.
They're both ranked in the top 20. USC.
LSU is.
No, USC's like 23 or
22 or 25.
LSU should win. Yeah. But the USC alum, they're paying a lot of money to Lincoln Riley.
Wait a minute now.
So if you're trying to make that, you got to get off the fast start, but you're trying to make the 12-team playoff. and the press. You got to get the double-digit win. So that's an important game for LSU to come out on top.
Just think about it, guys. We grew up in a different era. USC, man, they were the tippy top, so to speak. Can you name me one player on USC's team today?
No,
you could have a year ago because you could have said Caleb Williams.
Isn't that Snoop Dogg's kid or that UCLA? Snoop Dogg's
but,
kid.
But think about it. That's how far it's fallen. And today where you know everybody, if it's Carson Beck or, you know, the guys at Texas.
The only one who's a stud receiver for the Falcons, Mike. That guy.
Yeah, but he's not on this USC team.
No. What I'm saying as of late, Mike, I can't think of his name now right now. London.
Yeah, London.
London. Now him. That's why, you know, Desmond Ridder. Atlanta had a good skill people, receiver, tight end, running back. But who in the hell is the quarterback? Desmond Ridder?
I mean, I think they got it with Kirk if he's healthy.
It's that you seen Desmond Ridder play against the Saints with the Cardinals. I mean, did he look like – and you thinking like, was that the starting quarterback for Atlanta? Well, hell yeah. That's one reason why Atlanta's not made the playoffs the last six seasons.
And, you know, we talked about it last year before the start of the season. They had people call, you're not giving Desmond a shot. He's got all the talent. He won at Cincinnati. Okay, he's got talent. He won at Cincinnati. He can move around the pocket
well.
He is not accurate
as a
throwing
passer
from the pocket.
No, he's not accurate as a passer. He can make plays with his feet. He had a thing against the Saints. He had a 22-yard run. If I got that right. Yeah, he had a 22-yard run, 5 carries, 39 yards, right at 8 yards.
But, Bob, the worst play was he had a guy wide open over the middle who had beat Kool-Aid on a crossing pattern.
A touchdown.
And he missed, and not missed him a little. He missed him big time.
Well, and it looked like the ball, like even Mike Haas thought the ball got tipped. No, the ball wasn't tipped. He just threw a bad pass. That's why I think Kyler Murray will be the Cardinals guy. June will back
Kyler
him up.
Kyler can spin it now. He can spin it. He's freelance a little bit, but, you know, I'm willing to accept that because of his size. You can't keep him in the pocket all the time. You got to move him around. My problem with Kyler may be what they got up front.
But right now, even if, like, okay, look where the Saints are at. Even if the Saints, like, okay, this game counts. And we're playing hard. And we all know the Cardinals, boy, they can run the ball. They ran all over Dallas and the Eagles. But they only won 4 games. I'd be so damn disappointed if we played the Cardinals in the regular season and we lost. Because, you know, you talk about measure and stick. Okay, who are you winning and who are you beating and who are you losing to? Right now, no. I'd be extremely discouraged if someone said, well, the Cardinals are on the same level as the Saints. Or the Cardinals are better. I said maybe see a lot of seven. Say no, that's not the case. So I don't think that the 49ers. I think no, we're not as good as the 49ers. Look where
even
we're at.
Even on a team that I think has taken a bit of a step back from a year ago, I don't think they're as good as a year ago, man. Because you got a lot of elements in play here. Where you had to cut loose some of the veteran players. Now you don't know if you're going to have Ayuk back. When is Trent Williams going to return?
Did they still have that top safety? What's his name? Bubba Baker or something?
For the Cardinals? Yeah.
And
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Who they just drafted? Yeah.
So you're getting better, but you can't compare them to with the 49ers. And I don't think the 49ers are as good as they were a year ago. I just don't think that's the case for this football team. Dave, tell everybody a little bit about, hey, if you want to come here, you want to place a little gamble, maybe on a football game, you got the walk-up.
Yeah, we sure do. And also, too, we're still giving away cars. We're giving away a Ford Ranger on the last Saturday of August and September.
Ford Ranger?
Yeah, Ford Ranger, man. Wow. But those F-150s are getting pretty pricey, man. So.
So that's where you got that Ford Ranger.
So wait, yeah, but that's better than...
But, man, you can't get a Ford. Ford Rangers are hard to come by with good-looking cars.
That's better than giving away a grill or something.
Exactly right.
No, we can carry the grill. We can't carry the truck. Dave, thanks so
much
for
coming.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second guest right after
this. And, of course, and Mike's going to be speaking. Mike's going to be speaking at the St. Tammany Fan Up, courtesy of the Silver Slipper, this coming Wednesday. There's still tickets available. The
Man, be glad to do it. We'll exactly. see. I'll see you Wednesday.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Rob in Mid-City. Rob, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
All right, Rob.
Hey, Rob, what you got?
Good. I just want to say that I listen to y'all practically every day, and I also watch Ross Jackson's podcast just about every day. And I want to make a comment and ask a question. Prior to Pete Warner getting his contract extension, in the process of Justin Simmons coming down for the visit, it was reported by Ross Jackson that we were $11 million under the salary cap. I don't know how much we are under the cap now since the Pete Warner extension.
A little over 10 million, Rob.
Justin Simmons left town without a contract, and I'm kind of glad that happened, because when Dennis Allen was asked about Justin Simmons, he kept referring to the player, that player, this player. Anytime we can get a player that can make the team better, we're going to explore it. But my thing is, hello, Kevin Bacare is still sitting out there as the offensive tackle free agent. I'm sorry, but Trevor Penning is not going to get it. We're going to get demoralized if he's our starting right tackle. Kevin Bacare is still out there. I don't understand why they don't go after him, because he'll definitely make the offensive line better. Now, money might be an issue, but if they can make the salary cap work all these years like they have, they can make it happen again. And that's just my question. Why haven't they gone after Kevin Bacare? Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rob, for the call. Bakhtiari is a guy who's had numerous knee issues. It's not as bad as Ramczyk, but there's a lot of similarities because he's missed so much time. So that's a health concern with Bakhtiari. Because for you to be available right now, I think for David, it's not so much money. It's about teams thinking about his health. Now, in his prime, man, I used to sit next to Steve Court every week, and we would watch Bakhtiari play a couple times when they played the Saints. He was as technically a strong tackle as you could ever see. His hand placement skills, his body balance, his control, the way he sort of steered people out. But, man, once you start with all those injuries, it sort of has taken its toll. He's not the David Bakhtiari of 5 years ago. And that's why he's still available right now. I do agree with you, Rob. Somebody's going to take a shot at him because they think he still has something left in the tank. Now, that's where the money's going to get involved with David because, man, he got paid. He got paid a lot of money as an NFL player, but it's a health issue. More so than a money issue with David.
Well, and then you bring up Justin Simmons. Health is not an issue.
No, he's been available.
I think it's money. And he's 30 years of age, 30-year-old safety. You know, he was the Broncos even said this. He was released this spring for salary cap reasons. You know, 8 seasons with the Broncos. You know, he's intercepted 30 passes. Made a couple of Pro Bowls, four associated All-Pro, like first, second team around there. So he's on the radar, obviously, at the highest level. So when you look at, what would that guy kind of want to get paid? And what he thinks he has left in the tank? Now, if I look at Justin Simmons, he's making an average of about $15 million per year. On the last extension, he signed with Denver back in 2021. So I'll look at right now, Mike, okay, and I'm going to just ask your opinion. So if you were used to making, like $15 million, would $8 million be enough, half of that, or $8, $9, $10 million?
Okay, how much are you going to guarantee me?
Okay.
Don't we talk about that all the time?
Without a doubt.
Because to make it work for either team, this is going to have to be a multi-year contract. to make it work.
Yeah.
How much are you going to guarantee me? I guarantee you that's the holdup more than anything.
Well,
How much are you willing to guarantee?
The thing is, the Saints are going to weigh Justin Simmons against who's the guys on board. Now, I think he's a player. I'd say where he was drafted, I would consider him somewhat of a bust, Jonathan Abram. Because he gets exploited in pass coverage. You can put him in the box.
On the deep side.
But where he was drafted, Mike, not so much. No. Or the Raiders would have kept him.
Okay, or Green Bay would have kept
him. Yeah, exactly. So I still think that he's an NFL player. So you look at who's available for the Saints. Then you got the veteran Will Harris. Will Harris could play. Okay, and how are you going to utilize him? And then you got the young guy, Jordan Howell. So if you're going to bring in, let's say, Justin Simmons. If you bring him in, Mike, what are we paying Honey Badger now? $4 million or something like that? Or is he worth, let's say, twice that? $8-9 million. Is he worth going to make your secondary better? That's what I know they're talking about and they're weighing in. And so what if, like...
What did you say last week about Mickey? He's got a certain number in his head.
And then he didn't want to go over it.
And he's not. And normally he won't budge.
Whether it's Alvin Kamara, no matter who it might be, whether it might be a player that they're familiar with or they're trying to bring on board, and how they value that player across the league. So, with that being said, would they? Because I look at Atlanta now having Justin Simmons in town, so, and this might be the difference. So I'm just saying in theory. I don't know anything. I'm just speculating here.
It's the badminton shot between the two teams in the NFC South.
Soleil, all of a sudden, he's used to making $15 million. And now the safety market has gone down. So what if all of a sudden the Saints say, yeah, we want you. We think you can really help us. We're going to give you $8 or $9 million. But then Atlanta would give him $11 million. So well, where do you think he's going?
He's going to go where the money's the most.
$2 or $3 million more,
because
I'm telling you.
Bob, he knows... I'm not going to say he's entering the winter years of his career.
No, he's 30 he's years in the fall. Yeah.
But he's in the fall years.
Yeah,
he knows that.
Yeah. So, no, he wants that second big contract. He got that big contract from Denver initially out of Boston College. You know, he played and he parlayed that, and he was reliable. But, again, Sean Payton and the Broncos got rid of him. Not because he cannot play.
It was money.
Yes, exactly.
And so that
they didn't want to pay him $15 million a
year. That's the part of the league. Even Green Bay, they would have wanted to hold on to David Bakhtiari if they could have. But, you know, look what David was making. And then you have the injury part that's involved. See, that doesn't play with Justin Simmons.
Good, because he's ready to roll. He's not, my knee, this or that. No, he's ready to roll, Mike. And again, you might say, well, Bobby, he's 30 years of age. We look at running backs, 29, 30. No, running back, that's different. How you look at Alvin Kamara, I think Alvin Kamara is a young 29-year-old. Whatever, like 30 years as a safety, that's not old, Mike. Now, more where Honey Badger's at, if you look at Tyrann Mathieu, Mike, what is he, 34, 35 right now? Let me see if I got this somewhere. Now, that when I look at where, like, let me see, Tyrann Mathieu, 32. So 2 or 3 years different. But, I look at Justin Simmons that whenever you have two or more teams that want you, then you look within a division like the NFC South. That's good for him. Not so much for the teams. But when you got the Falcons, Saints, or Saints-Falcons going against each other to try to bid for him, that's just going to benefit him.
I talked to Rick Venturi in the offseason. He had told me that the Colts had a lot of interest in him, but he said, you know, it seemed to be what he was asking for, what the Colts are willing to pay, didn't match. And then we heard maybe Houston, the Texans, involved with Justin Simmons. But you know what comes into play this time of year? Injuries. I'm not willing to pay you that in May, but man, come August, I might think about that.
And right now, Atlanta's dealing with safety injuries at that position.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. It's our triple option feature. So, Charlie, we're going to let you go first.
Well, I'm going first. I'm going to go with a stat that I saw on Twitter earlier, guys. I think I used this for last year's triple option, too. Cole Kubelik, who put out, does work for ESPN and the SEC Network. In 18 of the last 20 seasons, a preseason top 10 team has finished unranked in the AP poll. And last year, you know, we talked about this, USC was preseason number 6, and they finished out of the top 25. So that's who did it. So they continued that trend. This year, the AP top 10 is Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, and Florida State, guys. So if recent history tells us something, one of those teams is going to finish out of the top 25 by the season end.
Well, yeah, the coach, I think he's stealing
James
money.
Franklin, but, man, the quarterback, he's all over the board. And I saw him throw the football last year. Man, he got some games. Bob, I remember that game against Michigan they played. I mean, Michigan, they threw the football, what, 5 or 6 times in the game? And they couldn't get back in. The quarterback, man, he was way – when he's on, he's on. But, boy, he is so erratic as a passer.
Well, and until Penn State beats Ohio State or Michigan, this is going to be like, oh, they're really good, but
now you got Oregon
team.
And Washington, and along with USC, UCLA, those teams. Bob?
Well, this is something that caught my attention, and it was kind of going on for a week. Because you look at big-time events and NASCAR. NASCAR track at Bristol, Tennessee in 2025. They were talking about hosting, you know, they've hosted college football games, and now they're going to host a Major League Baseball game. So they're going to host the Cincinnati Reds versus the Atlanta Braves in 2025. Now, they announced this on Friday that they will play in the Speedway Classic. They're going to call it on August the 2nd, 2025. So now what's intriguing about that, and, you know, when I look at it, is how many people are going to go to the game? You know, whether it's football, NASCAR race, or whether it's baseball, whatever the event, how many people are going to actually hold up. Now, I did not realize this, that at Bristol, because I always talk about Saints history, who they're playing. You know, Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol Motor Speedway, they hosted an NFL exhibition game in 1961 between the Eagles and the Redskins, between Philadelphia and Washington back in 1961. Now, they've hosted 2 college games, football games in consecutive weeks in 2016. That Tennessee, Virginia Tech, and East Tennessee and Western Carolina. But the game that was intriguing to me was Tennessee Volunteers and Virginia Tech Hokies. How many people you think, Mike or Charlie, was at that game? Or I gave it away. What was the largest or the hugest attendance? Now, we all know where Tennessee plays at home, and you go to Tiger Stadium. How many people you think they had? Mike, not even close. Way over. You know, you think of like 100,000 people going to a football game. This is Bristol Speedway. How many people you think? Okay, you see, okay, Mike, so Charlie, you have a guess. Mike said over 100,000.
So way over. You better go over, so yeah, you better do it.
I'm going to say 150.
156,990. Almost 157,000 people, the largest ever viewing audience of a football game between Tennessee and Virginia Tech back in 2016. So I'm just interested in who's going to show up, because it might set the Major League Baseball record, because a lot the Braves and the Reds. Because you look at the proximity where that's at. I don't know, Mike, they might have $70,000-$80,000 for $80,000 for a baseball game. You never witnessed that for a baseball game, but for a football game, they had 156,990,000.
A lot of folks.
So what I'm saying, so why don't you promote that and do that again? considering the number of people, that was back in 2016. That was.
It wasn't like it was 4 decades.
No, no, no. It was like 8 years ago. So we should have this on our agenda, the Bristol Motor Speedway, to continue to have college football games. Now the proximity, Knoxville to
Virginia
Tech. Depending
on the team.
Yeah. No, I could see why they would have that record. That being Tennessee Volunteers and Virginia Tech.
Rob brought it up, and it was a good comment about David Bakhtiari, and knowing a little bit about his history over the last 3 years, David has played in 13 games in the NFL. Due to knee injuries, he started and played one game in 2021, 11 in 2022, one game last year.
Well, he's damaged goods. That's why people might want
him. He's
going
to turn 33 in late September. And, man, you would love to see the 25 or 27-year-old Bakhtiari play. But he's going to be the 33-year-old.
Well, like he's an older version of Ryan Ramczyk, right?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit better off physically than Ryan is. But that's why a guy who has been that good of a player for that period of time, 11 seasons with the Packers, they didn't really want to cut him loose, but they really had no choice at that particular stage. So, Rob, to answer your question, when you think about that, he's played in 13 games in 3 years. That's why they don't have a long line after him. Now, it may come to that somebody goes after him, but those knee injuries have taken a toll on David, who really, you talk about top of the top tackles in this league. He was at the very top at one stage of his career. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, our second guest show at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, no shock to me, but Hassan Reddick, who had not been able to come to a new contract terms with the Jets, has now requested a trade.
But then the Jets said they're not trading him. We're not trading him.
My thing is, when you made that deal with the Eagles, didn't you figure you were going to have to come up with more money for him? You made that deal?
Mike, I don't know anything about that. That's behind the scenes. I don't know. But is he on the contract?
He's under contract for this year.
You got to honor the contract. You got to play. Then if you want to parlay that and get paid more money in next season or 2025, then go kick butt with the Jets.
Because if the Eagles, if he would have come to, if he'd have just played under that contract term, he'd still be in Philly. You don't give away a guy like Reddick because you know he can rush the quarterback.
And Mike, he has not showed up in any activity with
nothing.
The New York Jets. And all I know is as of late, the Jets said their statement was, we're not trading you. So in other words, he has to show up. So I don't know what he's going to do. To me, he has no leverage. Because if you're under contract, and then I don't know what they gave up for him to the Eagles. But the bottom line is he needs to go play and do something. He can parlay that for 2025 season.
Yeah, again, if it was not a money issue, he'd still be in Philly.
Yeah.
Because he's shown that he can kind of tilt the field as a pass rusher.
Well, to me, though, the fans look at it. If you sign the contract,
then you got to earn honor it.
That if you have no contract.
But that's not the case today.
No, that's different. That's the way I look at it. You have a contract, you don't have a contract. If you have a contract, honor it. And then if you play better, then you get paid more money.
We'll be back with more second guest right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. It's our triple option feature. So, Charlie, we're going to let you go first.
Well, I'm going first. I'm going to go with a stat that I saw on Twitter earlier, guys. I think I used this for last year's triple option, too. Cole Kubelik, who put out, does work for ESPN and the SEC Network. In 18 of the last 20 seasons, a preseason top 10 team has finished unranked in the AP poll. And last year, you know, we talked about this, USC was preseason number 6, and they finished out of the top 25. So that's who did it. So they continue that trend. This year, the AP top 10 is Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, and Florida State, guys. So if recent history tells us something, one of those teams is going to finish out of the top 25 by the season end.
Well, yeah, the coach, I think he's stealing
James
money.
Franklin, but, man, the quarterback, he's all over the board. And I saw him throw the football last year. Man, he got some games. Bob, I remember that game against Michigan they played. I mean, Michigan, they threw the football, what, five or six times in the game? And they couldn't get back in. The quarterback, man, he was way – when he's on. But, boy, he is so erratic as a passer.
Well, and until Penn State beats Ohio State or Michigan, this is going to be like, oh, they're really good, but
now you got Oregon
team.
And Washington and along with USC, UCLA, those teams. Bob?
Well, this is something that caught my attention, and it was kind of going on for a week because you look at big-time events and NASCAR. NASCAR track at Bristol, Tennessee in 2025. They were talking about hosting, you know, they've hosted college football games, and now they're going to host a Major League Baseball game. So they're going to host the Cincinnati Reds versus the Atlanta Braves in 2025. Now, they announced this on Friday that they will play in the Speedway Classic. They're going to call it on August the 2nd, 2025. So now what's intriguing about that, and, you know, when I look at it, is how many people are going to go to the game? You know, whether it's football, NASCAR race, or whether it's baseball, whatever the event, how many people are going to actually hold up. Now, I did not realize this, that at Bristol, because I always talk about Saints history, who they're playing. You know, Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol Motor Speedway, they hosted an NFL exhibition game in 1961 between the Eagles and the Redskins, between Philadelphia and Washington back in 1961. Now, they've hosted two college games, football games in consecutive weeks in 2016. That Tennessee, Virginia Tech, and East Tennessee and Western Carolina. But the game that was intriguing to me was Tennessee Volunteers and Virginia Tech Hokies. How many people you think, Mike or Charlie, was at that game? Or I gave it away. What was the largest or the hugest attendance? Now, we all know where Tennessee plays at home, and you go to Tiger Stadium. How many people you think they had? Mike, not even close. Way over. You know, you think of like 100,000 people going to a football game. This is Bristol Speedway. How many people you think? Okay, you see, okay, Mike, so Charlie, you have a guess. Mike said over 100,000.
So way over. You better go over,
I'm going to say 150.
156,990. Almost 157,000 people, the largest ever viewing audience of a football game between Tennessee and Virginia Tech back in 2016. So I'm just interested in who's going to show up because it might set the Major League Baseball record because a lot the Braves and the Reds. Because you look at the proximity where that's at. I don't know, Mike, they might have $70,000 to $80,000 for $80,000 for a baseball game. You never witnessed that for a baseball game, but for a football game, they had 156,990,000.
That's a lot of folks.
So what I'm saying, so why don't you promote that and do that again? Considering the number of people, that was back in 2016. That was
it. Wasn't like it was 4 decades.
No,
ago.
No. It was like 8 years ago. So we should have this on our agenda. The Bristol Motor Speedway to continue to have college football games. Now the proximity, Knoxville to
Depending
Virginia
on
Tech.
The team,
I could see why they would have that record. That being Tennessee Volunteers and Virginia Tech.
Rob brought it up, and it was a good comment about David Bakhtiari and knowing a little bit about his history over the last 3 years. David has played in 13 games in the NFL. Due to knee injuries, he started and played one game in 2021, 11 in 2022, one game last year.
Well, he's damaged goods. That's why people might want him.
He's going to turn 33 in late September, And, man, you would love to see the 25 or 27-year-old Bakhtiari play. But he's going to be the 33-year-old.
Well, like he's the older version of Ryan Ramczyk, right?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit better off physically than Ryan is. But that's why a guy who has been that good of a player for that period of time, 11 seasons with the Packers, they didn't really want to cut him loose, but they really had no choice. At that particular stage. So, Rob, to answer your question, when you think about that, he's played in 13 games in 3 years. That's why they don't have a long line after him. Now, it may come to that somebody goes after him, but those knee injuries have taken a toll on David, who really, you talk about top of the top tackles in this league, he was at the very top at one stage of his career. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, our second guest show at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, no shock to me, but Hassan Reddick, who had not been able to come to a new contract terms with the Jets, has now requested a trade.
But then the Jets said they're not trading him. We're not trading him.
My thing is, when you made that deal with the Eagles, didn't you figure you were going to have to come up with more money for him? You made that deal?
Mike, I don't know anything about that. That's behind the scenes. I don't know. But is he under contract?
He's under contract for this year.
You got to honor the contract. You got to play. Then if you want to parlay that and get paid more money and next season or 2025, they go kick butt with the Jets.
Because if the Eagles, if he would have come to, if he'd have just played under that contract term, he'd still be in Philly. You don't give away a guy like Reddick because you know he can rush your quarterback.
And Mike, he has not showed up in any activity with
nothing.
The New York Jets. And all I know is as of late, the Jets said their statement was, we're not trading you. So, in other words, he has to show up. So, I don't know what he's going to do. To me, he has no leverage. Because if you're under contract, and then I don't know what they gave up for him to the Eagles. But the bottom line is he needs to go play and do something. Then he can parlay that for 2025 season.
Yeah, again, if it was not a money issue, he'd still be in Philly.
Yeah.
Because he's shown that he can kind of tilt the field as a pass rusher.
Well, to me, though, the fans look at it. If you sign the contract.
Then you got to honor it.
That if you have no contract.
But that's not the case today.
No, that's different. That's the way I look at it. You have a contract, you don't have a contract. If you have a contract, honor it. And then if you play better, then you get paid more money.
We'll be back somewhere with more second guests right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.